Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Tiger Woods is remaking himself into an American hero. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Long after most of us should have been in bed Thursday night, the President's Cup was creating some real-life drama in Australia, where it was already Friday afternoon. The President's Cup isn't as well known as the Ryder Cup, but what is happening down under may make the two international golf tournaments all square, as they say in the old game. Woods is the American team captain and is recreating the magic of his heyday more like a statesman than the swashbuckling golfer who made millions of dollars and turned off lots of fans as the number one player in the world. He's still a great player, but much more than that right now. After his personal scandal erupted with a messy divorce, Woods has been on the straight and narrow, rebuilding both his ravaged body and his game. The old Tiger never would have wanted or been named captain of the U.S. President's Cup team, but he wears that title like a true patriot. He is also playing in the event, and after winning America's only point on day one, Woods and partner Justin Thomas were right in the middle of an inspiring rally as their team climbed back into contention after 2 days. Playing in the fourth of five groups, Woods and Thomas kept grinding, and their example helped all of their teammates magically even up day two segment with their come-from-behind last three holes. First, unknown Patrick Cantlay made a 10-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole to win his match with partner Xander Schauffele. Woods and Thomas followed suit with an equally dramatic win on Thomas's 15-foot birdie putt at 18. Ricky Fowler and Gary Woodland won three of their last four holes and have the other to tie their match and the Friday point total at 2.5 each. In less than an hour, the Americans went from getting blown out for the second straight day to only trailing by those same 2.5 points with all the momentum going into the weekend matches. It was on the Golf Channel until 11 p.m., but was every bit as captivating as the Ryder Cup in prime time. Woods' image has changed exponentially with his new life. No money was at stake, only national pride, and Tiger and his team were so dedicated to one goal that hopefully the debating bozos in Washington were watching. They say the time heals all, and America's new captain, Tiger Woods, is taking full advantage of his second chance at life. This is Archansky. See ya.